Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You take Wiseman too. That's a no-brainer.
It's a possibility at this point, you would say. You know, you never know if a team doesn't need a center or whatever.
It was dominant, but I ain't changing my approach based off South Carolina State, John. You're taking it too far.
It was one hell of a debut for Big Ticket. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. The college football playoff rankings. The first batch came out last night. By the way, real quick.
Memphis.
Mike Norvell got probably the loudest ovation of anybody last night when they introduced him. I mean, they went crazy over him. Much better than when they brought Dolph out. I'm just for context.
I know. I just get – and he deserves it. But I was inundated and have been inundated, John, since you brought it up, about, well, y'all quit pushing Mike out of here.
He loves
Memphis, and he's trying to build something strong like Gary Patterson at TCU.
Everybody always uses TCU. There's one TCU.
There's like one of them.
There's one
where
TCU.
That happened, that's happened at.
Yeah.
I mean –
maybe Memphis will be the second one. I hope they are.
I want Mike Norvell here as long as y'all do. It's the nature of things, ladies and gentlemen.
No doubt.
Power 5 sees something like it's going to throw money at it. And I'm not the one that's going to say, well, Mike, don't go take advantage of your opportunities. He's earned whatever opportunities come his way. And so I deal in reality and being reasonable. And so the idea we need to sit here and pray, you know, just tell everybody, oh, no, Mike, stay. It's not. We'd love to keep him as long as you can. Want Memphis to pay him what he's worth, no question about it. But it's going to be hard to keep him out of the Power 5, ladies and gentlemen. That's just the nature of things.
No doubt. We will talk about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 97.5 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah.
Now it's time we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So while the game was going on, while all of Memphis was locked into the Tigers' opening game against South Carolina State, which they obviously did go on to win. James Wiseman looked awesome. Everybody else looked awesome. Return of the Mac in your eardrum. The college football playoff ranking was the first one, was released last night on ESPN. Ohio State, number one. Did that surprise you? It did me. I will tell you. It's a I don't know how you put Ohio State ahead of LSU.
You do it because of the numbers. Statistically, they've been more dominant than LSU has. I'm with you. Before it comes out, my number one, I think the only person we talked to that was different than us was Kirk Herbstreit, who ends up being having his the same way that it comes out. But mine was LSU has beaten three top ten teams. That, for me, is resume. Again, you look at Ohio State's strength of schedule, and it's stronger than you think. And that's why with that, combined with how dominant they've been from a numbers standpoint, I mean, they waxed a very good Cincinnati team that Memphis is about to play in the AAC title game, likely. Again, Cincinnati had to fall off, we think, not to be in that game. But they've waxed people. And so I get it. I'm not going to go crazy. My team was LSU, again, because of body of work. But I understand why they and Kirk Herbstreit ahead of Ohio State, number one.
I mean, you know, LSU's beaten Texas. They've beaten Florida.
But
they
how
beat
good
Auburn.
Is, how good's Texas? It was good then, and it's the season opening. I know, what LSU has is three top ten wins.
Ohio State does not have that.
Ohio State has nothing but dominance.
Yeah, but they haven't. Who have they beaten? Their best win, you would say, is against Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, Cincinnati, again, John, is a best team outside the Power Five, right there with Memphis, John. They're ranked ahead of Memphis right now.
By one.
What did they do? Shut them out? I mean, they didn't even score.
If
you look at their strength of schedule, it is either right there with LSU's or better.
LSU, listen, the great thing about it is that this will all sort itself out.
Oh, of course.
Ohio State has to play Penn State. LSU's obviously playing Alabama.
What I'm
saying,
you could argue either side and go Ohio State, LSU. I don't think it's one or the other that's way ahead. I don't think you could make a claim that LSU's way ahead because, again, I would tell you that dominance is strong. And, hell, I mean, Kirk's never that far off.
Right.
Like again, when you see Ohio State's strength of schedule, you get it. You understand it when you put that with the dominance. It's better than you think. Plus, they, like you said, it's all still got to get worked out anyway. I mean, they got to play Penn State.
Right, so they'll play Penn State. LSU will play Alabama.
Of course.
And so, you know, that's the beauty of it. I don't think anybody by the end of this is going to feel like, you know, they were wrong or anything like that. That's why I don't think there is a great deal of outrage today, though. I do think LSU deserves the nod over Ohio State. That's just an opinion. And the reality of the situation is, like we keep saying, is it's going to be sorted out. Memphis, kind of surprisingly, I think you would say, came in at number 21. Feels a little low. It feels a little low. Cincinnati was at 20. Boise State at 22. Navy at 24. SMU at 25. So, Jason, what that means, good sir, mm-hmm. is that the American Athletic Conference had four teams for the first time ever ranked in the college football playoff rankings. That is honestly incredible. When you sit back, I mean, now we've been beating that drum for quite a bit.
I've been telling you.
But it's one thing for us to beat that drum, and it's another for the College Football Playoff Committee to hear that, to hear us beating that gong down here.
I wish it made a difference.
I wish
the rest of Power Five said, okay, well, let's make it a Power Six. You wish that was the case. It just seems like it's falling on deaf ears. But if you look at the efficiency rankings each week, there are more AAC teams at the top, right, than the freaking ACC.
Yep.
If UConn had already left,
yep,
right. ESPN's got this stat out this week. If UConn had already left, your rating would be higher right now than the ACC. It's good football. And again, I think Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler told you that on Saturday night. You know what? I mean, this thing's and to their point. Only thing that you know, only bad time we've had is all the penalties that have been called. It is good football. It's bad. It's been bad officiating lately. You see Tulsa got screwed on one. Their coaches taught me right now. They just got screwed in their last game by the officiator.
Yeah,
AAC
had to admit lives,
had
huh?
to had to admit a mistake. AAC there. Anyway, it's a good football conference. That goes without saying.
Look,
it's as good as it's ever been right now.
Look, you know what one of my missions
Power
is.
Power 5 don't give a damn about you, though.
You know how like, there's that dude who comes in Memphis and like, buys the billboard that says birds aren't real? You know, remember we talked about that?
Yeah, freaking McAfee tweeted about it.
Yep. I want to buy a billboard on the West Coast that says the AAC is better than the Pac-12, because it is. Top to bottom, it is. The Pac-12 has two teams in the top 25. The AAC has double that number.
Yeah, Pac's got teams with shots.
I know you were going to say that, but I'm talking about top to bottom, quality. Quality, Jason. Quality assurance, okay? That's what the AAC is.
What is this beating on the drum going to get us, though? Power 5 laughing at you right now.
They are not laughing.
Saying none of y'all got a shot at the big time.
They will soon, because they're going to expand. Everybody knows that. In a couple years, like, this thing is going to expand, because it just there's too much of an appetite for that. And it's just the right thing to do. Where's the equity? You know, you got to at least give the Group of Five one bid, bro. You got to give them one slot every year. I mean, you just do. Otherwise, why play? You know, why go 8-1, 9-1, 10-1, 11-1? What's the point? You know?
It sounds all good to us, because we're on this side of it, that wants it.
I would be on that side of it even if I was a Power 5 guy. Like, I would be on, I would feel like, okay, you got to give, they're playing in the same division.
I don't know, man. Do the Reese Davises of the world, like, believe this, or they like it like it is?
Oh, I think the recent.
You know, they'll tell you, it's rougher for these squads, but do they really want the change? I mean, aren't they perfectly fine with the haves and the have-nots and the way it is right now? I mean, you see them out there griping for the, you know, moaning and groaning for the little guys out here, you know, trying to get us something. Do you see it, or you pretty much see them staying with the status quo?
I'm sure there are some who you know.
Yeah, where's our national guy, right?
Fitz.
Our voice.
Fitz.
Well, we're going to need Fitz to get – he is so talented. We're going to need him to get promoted to keep
Well, he's moving
that.
Up fast. The ranking reaction show last night, he was given at Golic's house. I think it was at Golic's house. He was giving Memphis some love, you know. But we're talking about the conference, you know. I do think there's a negative perception about the AAC, about the league, you know, because, you know, the ESPN people that I did dinner with on Friday, they kind of had that. Like, I think that's a prevalent – perception across the ESPN. They don't know that much about SMU and Memphis and Cincinnati. They don't know that much, right? So they just think, oh, they suck. They're never relevant. They never play for a title, anything like that. You know, so all that the AAC schools can do, Jason, is continue to win games, continue to show up in the college football playoff rankings. Four teams. That's double the Pac-12. Now, none of those teams have a shot, right?
Right.
Cincinnati doesn't have a shot. Memphis doesn't have a shot. But double the Pac-12. And ain't nobody from the Pac-12 playing in the playoff.
Pac-12, sorry. Don't get top.
I mean, they don't really have a shot, because they ain't getting in the top four.
It's not an opinion.
So they don't. Even the Pac-12 doesn't have a shot, really, when you break it down. Not this year, at least.
They're hoping they do, but they don't.
So anyway, the first batch of the college football playoff rankings came out last night. You can make an argument that LSU should be ahead of Ohio State. That's about it. Should be a fun weekend of games.
Next story.
Doris Burke is hot. I don't know if you've seen this.
All right, Jason. That's a little inappropriate.
Phrasing could have been better. I mean, she's angry, John.
Oh, okay.
Only someone like you would look at it the other way. Coming from a deacon, too, John. My gosh. Clippers are resting Kawhi Leonard tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a nationally televised game against the Bucks. Imagine this, it's on ESPN. Now, Doris Burke doesn't have the call tonight, John, but she's frustrated for her colleagues who do, and she's also frustrated for the NBA. Here's what she said. It's mind-boggling to me that Kawhi doesn't want to play against the reigning MVP, it'd be Giannis, of course, and he'd rather play against Portland tomorrow night on TNT. And I believe the league has a long-term problem. When it pinches them, I don't know. But Kawhi not playing to me is ridiculous at this point. I don't understand it. I'll move a little further ahead. I believe, but the league also, I believe, is and should be concerned that their best players are not playing on nights when they're on national television. And, John, she didn't just again, you hear this, and you know it's on ESPN tonight. She's ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a little bit of whining.
Yep.
He's going to be on TNT tomorrow. But I think there's absolutely a discussion here about load management. I look at it this way. If I'm a season ticket holder, right, and this used to be easy to break down. I mean, take your favorite player from the East. Let's just, for now, it's Jason Tatum. You only get one shot to see him right? You can't say LeBron, best, whoever you want to see in the East, whoever your guy is.
Yeah.
You got a shot to see him one time here. If I'm a season ticket holder of the Grizzlies, right, I'm circling that day, right, because I get him one time here,
right,
and I want to see Tatum. So if Kawhi or whoever comes for that one time and he's sitting, I am absolutely disappointed. And we've seen more and more the stars are going to sit, particularly in games for whatever reason that, again, it's Grizzlies seem to get the short end of the stick on this quite a bit. We've seen LeBron sit out. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm with Doris Burke and her frustration. The way she voiced it made it sound like their only concern for their broadcast. When frankly, we know it's the broadcast, it's fans as a whole. The NBA does have an issue. I don't know how they're going to address it, right? I don't know what they're going to do. Because, again, if you look at it, load management is about keeping yourself on the floor, which is about extending your career,
yep,
which is about seeing the players longer, which makes for a better NBA.
Right.
So it is a matter. We've all got to sort of work together. Like, I get it with Kawhi. And look, last year, you managed the mess out of it, right? And it worked for you.
Yep.
You won a title. And so, believe me, we're going closer to this and more to this before we're ever, you know, altering it and going further away from it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, John, I don't know if it's knocking a couple of games off the schedule. I know the owners, you know, they love their money. The players, too, knocking it down or what. But we've got to get to a point where, for those fans, man, so that season ticket that night against Boston, whoever, still is worth something to that kid that wanted to see Jason Tatum.
Right.
But he's sitting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, I'm just using Tatum because I think he's a stud in the making over the East, but you get what I'm saying. Again, when especially in those situations where it's a cross-conference thing and you get him one time, you get to see him. It sucks. It sucks for fans. It sucks for everybody.
Let me
because it used to be a pride thing to play every damn game.
Well,
and that was easy when Jordan would.
Yes.
It was all. But it's gone the opposite way. Science is science.
But we also used to
telling you don't.
We
do
also
that
used to just everybody used to also smoke cigarettes all the time, and nobody knew the dangers. And then science advanced.
Yeah, compare smoking cigarettes to just playing every game, 82.
Well, I'm just saying,
it's not unhealthy.
I know, but I'm just saying, like we learn more, right? Like,
I get it. The science, yes.
We learn more as technology becomes more and more advanced. You know, like we used to do a lot of stuff that we don't do anymore. You know, I mean, think about the 70s, dude. You know, we used to do a lot of stuff that we don't do anymore.
You didn't do a damn thing. Born in the 90s.
I know, but I did. You know, I did take history classes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple movies. Okay, I've seen a couple movies. So I think there is an argument to be made that we know more than we used to know, and so we act differently than we used to act. Right. But imagine you. Right. Let's just say that doing sports radio was as hard as playing 40 minutes in a basketball game, right? And that it was really hard on your voice, right? Like, it was really tough on you. And that you had to manage your voice. You had to take days off. The listeners love you. They want to hear you every day, Jason. But you also need a job, right? You also need to be able to do this until you can retire comfortably. So are you going to say, to hell with my voice, I'm going to give the people what they want, or are you going to take them days off because you got to get to 62?
How many days have I taken off this year?
You tell me. How many days have you taken off?
I'm the old school 43-year-old guy in the building that ain't going to, John, that's going to keep coming.
Okay, but
I'm the guy to tell I can power through 3 hours.
I know, but I'm saying,
you're going to be the
imagine,
one curled up in the bathroom
saying my stomach hurts. I had gastritis.
I can't come on. Like, there's two ways to approach this.
I threw up in the urinal. That was real.
BC, that man was balled up like an embryo in the bathroom talking about my stomach hurt, got a poot.
I don't know.
And can't come on the show.
I don't know what you're... first of all, I did...
Okay.
Two-thirds of the show.
Exactly.
That was not it. I did not have gas. I had gastritis.
I know you told us how the surgeon you had to talk to the next day had to come and tell you, John, all you really got to do is poot.
No, that is not what was said, Jason. And I don't. You're trying to say that I'm a soft millennial. And I don't appreciate this. I had gastritis. I had a great pain in my, like, diaphragm. And it was I battled through.
I diagnosed it for you when it was happening to you, John. I said you need to go in there in the bathroom and let one go.
This is not this over-the-counter doctor. See, this is not what I needed. My point is you can get through a three-hour radio show because you just can. I'm saying in this alternate reality where
it was a poor analogy.
It's strenuous. No, it's a different world where it's strenuous and it's hard. You know, like, don't you think playing 40 minutes in a basketball game every night, you know, the amount of stress they put on their joints and how hard they're going, that's hard, right?
Again, I'm not asking them to play 40. I just hate it for the fan that doesn't get to see, you know, I hate it for the little kid who's got that date circled. His dad's been telling him, hey, man, it's coming up in 3 weeks. We're going to get a chance to see Giannis. You know, he's coming. It's the one time he comes here to play the Grizzlies. He's your MVP, CJ. Like
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
And that damn ticket ain't worth a thing when that guy decides I'm sitting for load management.
I get that 100%.
And so for a guy like me, John, who's watched, you know, watched the league, and again, this is going to sound like the old guy take, but it just is, where you've seen there where there was a pride through toughening it out, toughing it through all the games. Hey, I played 82 last year. That was a big deal. That meant that showed your toughness. It's a change. It's an adjustment to see this. I'm with you. I can't call these guys soft. Kawhi ain't soft.
Right.
I'd be dumb doing that. I get it. Don't act like I don't get it. I completely understand it. I just think there's got to be a better way. And I'm not concerned, again, about the broadcasters or whatever, making sure they get the best game. I'm concerned about the fans.
I get that.
Because that's these guys are paid what they're paid.
And let's not mince words. I mean, this is a stars league.
Yes.
You know, like, this is about LeBron and Kawhi and Anthony Davis and Giannis. Like, that is who people pay to see.
That's why they have the market value they do.
They don't pay to see Kendrick Nunn, okay? They don't even pay to see Tyler Hero. Yeah. Like, I mean, so you have to.
They will, though. That kid's good.
They will. There's no question.
My gosh,
I mean, he is definitely bearing the torch for.
Man, you should be happy with him.
Oh, I am. He I love Tyler Hero. Grayson, no. Tyler, yes.
What's different about his edge than Grayson's? Because is it just he controls it better?
Well, Tyler Hero's better.
Because yeah. But I'm just talking about the edge they play with.
Well,
Tyler Hero put a. He was talking mess to Devin Booker. He'll put an elbow in you. I don't care if you're Grayson out in second year. I'm put the elbow and put you on the floor.
Yeah, Grayson tripped people, man. You know, like in college, and I've never really been able to get over that. You know, it's just
I'm saying Tyler Hero plays with that same edge, but you don't see that part come out right. He controls it. Yeah,
yes.
I know we've gotten off subject here. I like that kid. I like the way he plays.
But anyway. Listen, I feel your plight. I really do. I get it.
It's not my plight. It's the plight of the fan.
Well, Russell Westbrook didn't play in Memphis the other night. Nobody really talked about that. I mean,
it's because we've seen him again. I mean, that one's a little bit, you know.
But still, though, like, I mean, those opportunities over the next few years are going to be less
and less.
But
it absolutely ain't the same.
You know, I mean, so it's one of those things, but.
I'm just glad. Again, the way it was presented by Doris, it made it sound like it was, why, he ain't playing on ESPN tonight. So I wish it hadn't been wrapped around an ESPN game so some of her message wouldn't be lost. But I do believe the NBA's got an issue. Again, maybe you can limit it in terms of how many times you can sit. I don't know. Maybe you knock off 5 games. We'll see.
But I
think you got an issue.
But this.
I'm with her on
this,
that.
This idea that you have been going through life thinking that day I just had to poot and that was the only thing that was going on with me that day. I mean, it's frankly, you know, can I cuss on the radio again?
No.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that is just, it's infuriating. I mean, I was dealing with, you know, it was an immense pain, and I battled through it for you. That's what, I came to work for you. That's what I did.
No, you couldn't. You quit the
last
actually, hour.
I came for Supreme Bay. That's why I came. We had Supreme Bay on that day.
You said, I can't miss CDR/Supreme Bay.
I couldn't. That was, you know, that's why, actually, I'll be honest, that's why I did came in that day.
I know. It wasn't for me. And it wasn't to tough it through.
Yeah.
It was so you could get the shine from the CDR Supreme Bay interview.
I didn't want the shine. I just enjoyed talking to him.
No, you had earned it because you got him.
And then I took some, I'll be honest, it was a very quick fix. I took some.
Because it's gas.
I took some dual action Pepcid. And it was the chewable tablets, you know,
like a little kid.
It went, dude. It
CJ
went.
CJ likes the chewies too.
It went. That was prescribed to me, okay, by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor, man, and I threw up. I threw up in there too. I threw up twice because of this, you know. So it wasn't just gas. It was like there was an anybody that's ever suffered from gastritis.
I know the one person told us back then that it had it. That's the most severe case.
It feels like there's like an infant, okay, or like a toddler putting pressure on your diaphragm, and I'm sitting in here trying to give you sports takes through it.
Your point was, hey, I should be load managing on a 3 hour my voice on a 3 hour radio show. You take days off for gas.
I took a half a show off, okay. Anyway, we will talk to Jared Greenberg about this very topic when we talk to him next. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
The teams, Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL, the stories, game day.
The thrill is here!
Penny.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and it's crazy.
The shows, the Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me.
Memphis. The station 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
Hi, folks. The Chevy Sheriff for Sunrise Chevy. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has over 500 new vehicles to choose from with interest low as 0% and rebates up to $12,000. A $5 million used car inventory specializing in late model GM certified cars and trucks under $10,000. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay, it's okay. Sunrise gets you financed when no one else can. Check out the inventory and apply online at sunrisememphis.com or call. Come in and see us. Go online. Call. Any way you do it, we'll save you money at the Sunrise Chevy Ranch Partner. 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville. Find new roads.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I am the Lift Master.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and LiftMaster to help the LeBonner Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the LeBonner Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and LiftMaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOOR-PRO today.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial. Welcome.
The Christmas shopping season is just around the corner, and Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has lots of great items that would make terrific presents. Western boots and work boots are their specialty, and with over 4,000 pair and 20 different brands to choose from, you'll find just the right pair. Why order some boot brand you've never heard of when you can come to Cowboy Corner and pick out a pair of boots that you can see, touch, and try on? Since 1957, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans have been your source for boots and Western apparel for the entire family. 3698 Goodman Road in South Haven.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. At Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Jared Greenberg, NBA TV host. He hosts The List and Crunch Time over on NBA TV, and he joins us now. Jared, what's the word, man?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Everything is good in Memphis. So are you guys, we were talking about this yesterday, are you guys watching Grizzlies games and just wishing Ja was on the floor a little bit more?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the other night I tuned in and I was disappointed that Jaren Jackson was out too. Obviously, you know, Ja's healthy, but no, I get it. They want to keep it take it slow with him, you know, and you've got some other guys they want to play, but no, I think he's been, you know, even though the Grizzlies are 1-5 at this point, Ja has been, he's been sensational, a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I mean, just your assessment of his game. I mean, typically it can take a little bit longer for that point guard position, but it doesn't really look like it's taken that long for him. What have you thought of Ja through six?
Well, I mean, obviously the standout game is the win against Brooklyn, right, mm-hmm. where not only did he have some spectacular offensive plays, really showing off great ball handling and decision-making, but then, you know, the great defensive effort on Kyrie. That's the one that stands out, and that's the lone win right now. But I just think I think it's the awareness. You know, I think it's willing to get teammates involved, his hustle, his hard play. And, you know, it's just it's funny because, you know, the two guys with Zion out right now in New Orleans that come to, you know, front of mind that's in the Rookie of the Year running, you know, right off the bat, you'd have to think would be John Morant and R.J. Barrett. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious that, you know, you guys are wondering, should he be playing more? And in New York, the big question is, I'm sure you've heard with the former coach of the Grizzlies, David Fizdale, is he playing R.J. Barrett too much? So mm-hmm. I just think it's hilarious, you know, 3 weeks into the season, the types of conversations we're having.
Tyler Hero, too, has been pretty fantastic as well. Jaren Jackson, just your thoughts on him. You know, there's a camp that believes, you know, with Ja, Jaren together, that tandem, right, can be elite. And I know that the Grizzlies are hoping they're going to be stars. Are you in that camp? Do you feel the same way about Jaren? You got that kind of optimism about his career and where he can go?
I love the dude. I think he's, you know, first of all, as I'm sure you guys know, you know, what a great person he is.
Absolutely.
Too, right? I mean, he is just salt of the earth, unbelievably great to deal with. But first and foremost, can we get the guy out of foul trouble one of these days?
Yeah,
right?
It's a thing. It's really it's something he's going to have to grow through.
It's
no
crazy.
Doubt.
I mean, he's almost, you know, in the five games he's playing, I'm just looking this up now, the five games he's playing this year, he's mm-hmm. almost averaging five fouls a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Yeah, you know, and I remember last year, too, before he got injured, there were a couple of games. Funny enough, actually, I remember that Nets game that went to overtime last year, if you guys recall that, which was just an epic game. He fouled out in overtime mm-hmm. or something like that. You know, it's just you've got to put yourself in position for some of these big moments to be available for your team, especially with the Grizzlies who, listen, we know that they're going to struggle in the wins and loss column this year, but what you're pretty confident in and what you've seen for the most part early on with one or two exceptions here and there is they're not going to get blown out of games. And what's going to help their cause and what's going to get the attention of the country is the fact that these two are on the court helping them do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you can get great shots from Jay Crowder or Jonas Valanciunas could have great moments. But, you know, I think as you guys are alluding to here, the future of this franchise, just like it used to be on Conley and Gasol, is now on the shoulders firmly of Jackson and Ja Morant.
No doubt about it.
We are, of course, talking to Jared Greenberg from NBA TV, the host of The List and Crunch Time. LeBron James, Jared, finished last night with a triple-double. He is the oldest player in the history of the NBA to have three straight triple-doubles. Are we taking LeBron for granted? Like, I sometimes felt like during that great season for Russell Westbrook where, you know, he kind of set the record for triple-doubles that we kind of got fatigued to it and that we maybe took it for granted. I think with LeBron, he's been doing this for his whole career. It's like, oh, triple-double for LeBron, you know, just another day at the office. How about the season he's having at 35?
Well, I'm going to give you a yes and a no. And I'm not going to ride the fence on this one, fellas, I promise. I'm going to give you two different answers, though. The first is, yes, we're taking LeBron for granted, but no, it's not because of the whole triple-double thing. unfortunately, I'm the wrong guy to talk about with that. I think, you know, the triple-double is probably the most overrated, overblown, overplayed kind of made-up stat that we have in the NBA. It's just got a sexy label on it, and that's all of a sudden, you know, if we had other kind of categories of stats that had names like triple-doubles, we might be fascinated by that. Not to say that, listen, putting up double digits in points, rebounds, and assists is not impressive, but I think you got to look inside the box score, watch the games to understand what's really happening in those games. And unfortunately, for a guy like Russell Westbrook, oftentimes those numbers are a bit inflated because of what happens in games. With that said, I do think we are taking LeBron for granted. I do think, you know, we underplay his greatness. But at the same time, I think we've got to be careful. You know, oftentimes LeBron has been slow playing us throughout the course of the season when he was in the Eastern Conference because he didn't care what seed either Miami or Cleveland had. He knew he'd be just fine once the playoffs come because he could put, you know, pedal to the metal and really excel against lesser competition. The question I have for this year is if LeBron plays at this playoff intensity and playoff level over the course of 82 games, what's he going to have left in the tank once he's 35 years old? So I kind of worry about it from that angle because as good as the Lakers have looked, let's be honest, their first 20 games is not against very good opponents.
That's true.
And they're showing us that they don't have very much depth. Listen, Quinn Cook hit a big shot last night. We've seen Danny Green hit big shots. Avery Bradley's had big moments, but now Avery Bradley's hurt. You know, can Dwight Howard sustain what he's been doing? I'm cautiously optimistic about the Lakers at this point. I want to get to Christmas before I truly evaluate who they are and who LeBron is.
I think that's fair. What we did know about them, though, is that they would go from no playoffs last year, right, to in the playoffs this year. I realize it's early, Jared, but of the teams right now that you look at that didn't have a chance last season, that were at the bottom, the Phoenix Suns, the Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves, all right now in the top six spots, which one of those teams do you believe in most?
I would say of those teams right now, I'd say Dallas.
Me
just
too.
Because,
Porzingis and Doncic.
Exactly, man. Like, and that's one of the things where, you know, unfortunately, we don't, we do actually have Dallas tonight. I'm looking at the schedule. You know, that's one of the things we'll do on Crunch Time tonight, which hopefully you guys will be able to check out starting at 6 o'clock local time in Memphis, where, you know, we take live looks of all these games throughout the night and kind of give you a fast-paced view of what's going on around the NBA. And Doncic is like, for Crunch Time, he's one of our golden child, you know, because it seems like every moment, even in warm-ups, last week during Crunch Time, we had a moment where he had like a Steph Curry type of warm-up where he had the attention of the whole arena and he's hitting half-court shots. And then once the game starts, as you know, guys know, I mean, him and Porzingis, it's amazing. They've exceeded expectations to this point.
Agreed.
And I get 4-2, not that big of a deal, as you're saying, you know, it's early. But for those guys, and you know, they've got a pretty good supporting cast around them. You know, they got a guy like DeLon Wright that you guys saw for a short time in Memphis last year. I really like, of those teams you're mentioning, I think Dallas has the best shot to surprise us and make a push here for the postseason.
Jared, don't the Warriors have to suffer a little bit? And people are saying, well, this is not, you know, it's the hiatus. They're just going to take a year off. They have their 2020 first round pick, and it's going to be awesome. Yeah. But don't they have to at least suffer a little bit? Like, this isn't suffering if you just come back next year with an awesome basketball player like James Wiseman. Like, I feel like you got to bleed a little bit.
I guess you weren't a fan of the super team and the Warriors' five straight trips to the finals?
Yeah, KD put it over. I mean, I was fine with it before KD.
Right. I hear you. I'm a fan of greatness, right? And I don't really care what city or what team it comes from. If it's Memphis one year, that's spectacular. Whatever happens. Maybe it's a case of the basketball gods getting the Warriors here. But the crazy spin on it right now, as you're kind of alluding to, is maybe it's the best thing that happened to the Warriors because with the roster they were coming back with this year, they weren't going to win a title. So maybe they get a full year of rest for Steph, Clay, and Draymond. They
develop
come back,
young guys.
They get a top five pick in the draft, and here we go again.
Yeah, watch those guys get a one or a two pick. It'd be crazy. Are you with Doris Burke? She came out. Kawhi's not playing tonight. Load management obviously is going to take the night off. And she said it. She said that she believes the NBA's got a problem and can't believe that Kawhi is doing this. Are you with her? And if you are, what's the solution?
Well, you know, I'm I'm with you. Like, every time you say there's a problem, there should be a solution. Right now, I don't have it, and I don't think the smartest minds in basketball have
We'd already be doing it, right? I'm with you, Jared. Yeah.
No question. But it is an epidemic. It is a problem. Hey, it helps us over on NBA TV tonight, because if you don't want to watch the Clippers and Bucks, you know, then on ESPN, then we've got plenty for it to bounce around on crunch time on NBA TV.
There
right?
you go.
But, you know, I do – listen, I'm totally in the boat where I understand that if a dude's coming off an injury. Like last year, Kawhi sitting out, those 22 games, kind of made sense. Mm-hmm. He only played 9 games the year before. He was coming off of what was deemed to be a significant quad injury.
Right.
And the reason why the NBA was okay with it last year was just that, because he was coming off an injury.
Missed so much time.
It was rehab, right? Mm-hmm. It was part of the process. Now, what's the excuse for Kawhi not playing? He played a full season last year, went deep into the playoffs. And I think the issue for a lot of people is that, like, it's so early in the season to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, the NBA's got to protect its TV partners, too, who are spending billions of dollars. And for Kawhi for a second straight Wednesday not to be playing on a nationally televised game, it's not good for the product. It's not good to bring people to their television sets or to the arena to buy tickets.
What about shorting the season? NBA wouldn't do it, right? There's too much money at stake, right? Is that
the players would – nobody would
no,
do it.
No, the players, too, because theirs is up for – yeah, you're right. I mean, that part of it's true.
Every single fraction, anybody who participates in the NBA and makes money off the NBA would have to agree to take less money. And you know, I don't see that happening. Should it happen? Yeah, maybe. But then are we going to get into a situation – even if we go back to, like, remember the lockout year back in 2012
mm-hmm.
where we played 66 games, which everybody was like, oh, that's the number. That's the sweet spot. That's where we should be. Even if we went that drastic, which I never think will happen, if we reduce it, maybe it'll be like 78 or 76 games. I can't imagine it goes all the way to 66. But for argument's sake, let's say it does. Then we'll still find reason, these sports scientists, who aren't wrong, by the way, these guys who are studying this, guys like Alex McKechnie, who's a genius in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
who devised this whole plan for Kawhi Leonard with load management last year, they'll still find reason why in a 66-game schedule, guys will need rest to manage their load occasionally throughout the course of a season. I don't know that it's necessarily the number of games played. I think it's the amount of rest and maximizing the amount of rest between games that's key, which is why it's not as simple as saying, well, instead of playing Kawhi 40 minutes tonight, let him just play 20 minutes. You know, you speak to these sports scientists, as I have around the league, and they'll tell you it's not about reducing minutes. It's about shutting down the body for a certain period of time to maximize rest between games. Now, mm-hmm. you and I may hate that answer, but that's the scientific reason, and that's why it's being utilized. And is it working? I don't know, but the Raptors just won a championship utilizing it. So it's a copy and paste society we live in, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Now you can catch Crunch Time tonight, every Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. on NBA TV. Jared, man, appreciate the time
you,
as always.
Great stuff.
You got it, guys. Hopefully you'll check out the show tonight. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
He is Jared Greenberg. Catch him on NBA TV tonight. Crunch Time, 6 o'clock on Wednesdays and Fridays. We will be back, Jason and John, on ETRN FM. Yes.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With four convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapists will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. And our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica. September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000. In prizes with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, here to welcome you to exceptional service. Give us a call at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com for the fall specials, some of the best specials of the year.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Side of the bed, cooler than the other side of the pillow, yeah. Act a fool because there's nothing to prove because the proof is in
Live Love Memphis Group. Are you listing your home? You buying or selling? You can call the Live Love Memphis Group because they are the best in Memphis. They're almost as efficient as a certain player we know around here. They actually are as efficient as a certain player we know around here. Just ask Lewis. Lewis didn't know whether it was time or not to sell his home. Got with the Live Love Memphis team, had some questions. They answered them. And they listed his home on a Monday. By Tuesday, he was under contract for less price.
I'm so glad to be working with Live Love, and not just because they sold my home. It's four stories like Lewis's, right? He heard us talking about Live Love, heard me talking about them selling my home, decided to give it a shot, right? Let me go ahead and try out what these guys are selling, what Live Love's selling, and it worked. And that's always the best feeling, right? When something you say, right, works for someone else, that's as good as it gets. And it's a credit, obviously, to Jennifer Carstensen and that great team, that fine team. She's got over the Live Love group. Why don't you give them a call like Lewis did, like I did, like so many others have. 901-685-6000. Stop worrying about it and be about it. Get that thing sold. If you've had a home that's been on the market for weeks or, like I like to say, God forbid, for months. Oh, man, that's an issue.
Yeah.
You can get out of that. You can get out of it by getting with the right group. They're the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Ring around the rosy with a pocket full of dough, Jason. A great line from that song.
What the heck does that mean?
I don't know. I know something's been on your heart, and so I'm just going to kind of get out of the way.
If you don't mind, I'd like to do an intervention because I'm disappointed in something that's going on in this country right now. Brad, if you'll do me the honors, we're about to have an intervention, and I'm doing it with anybody who loves the Popeye's chicken sandwich. And look, we're going to get real serious here because lives are at stake, and that is not a joke. Do you guys realize that there's a story on Yahoo out of Oxon Hill, Maryland, that starts like this, and this is not a joke. One man paid the ultimate price for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's the lead to the story. This man's dead. Now, Brad, death, not something to laugh at, is it?
I love Popeyes a lot, though, Jason. I don't think you understand. These are good sandwiches.
Let me tell you a little story. According to officials in Oxon Hill, a fight broke out at a Popeyes. As you guys know, the chicken sandwich is back. Monday night, after one man accused another of cutting in front of him while waiting for a chicken sandwich. The fight carried on outside, where one of the men stabbed the other. The 28-year-old victim was transported to the hospital and died. This is a real story, y'all. An hour later, suspect took off from the scene. Police are asking for more information surrounding the altercation. There are fights breaking out all over the damn country.
Oh, my Lord.
People have got them. There are videos of it going viral. Hell, all you got to do is go to Twitter or Facebook and type in Popeyes, and you'll see some of this stuff. Prince George's County Police Department spokesperson, Jennifer Donlin, explained the situation during a press conference, and she spoke to the senselessness of the crime. I just think we need to hear this and not take it for granted. Somebody cut in front of the other. For you to get that angry over anything, for that type of anger to develop into this type of violence, again, is a very sad and tragic day. John, what the hell is happening to our country where a Popeye's chicken sandwich is driving us this crazy? What's in the sandwich? Is there a drug in that sandwich? I still haven't tasted it.
It's a shame. It really is.
Is this more about that we've all got something bubbling under the surface in us right now. We all want to scream. And in 2019, you know what I mean? You're almost encouraged to do that, to go off on somebody. I was talking about this at church on Sunday, right? To hit back, right? They hit you, hit back, show them, or else you ain't tough, right? I mean, show them, you know, and get a lot of that, you know. We hear some of that on the radio, you know, rather than do the right thing. What's the thing I like to say? Take high road. It's about getting, and I don't know if we're so tense, so bubbled up, so unhappy in our lives that this thing, right, this chicken sandwich, which has become the reason for all this in quotes, it just gives us the excuse to let that evil out is what I'm talking about. That little devil that's trying, that devil that's using you to let all that stuff out that you've been feeling. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing?
Well, because, I mean, that was somebody's son. That was somebody's,
100%,
you know,
man.
Sibling.
That like this was funny for a little while where we were starting up and the lines are long and a couple of people, and you see the memes with the workers at the Popeye. The hell, they out smoking a cigarette because the want for this chicken sandwich is the demand for it's unbelievable. And so a little part of it, yeah, that's crazy. But to get to this point where we are now, where they bring this thing back on Sunday, and people are just wiling out for this thing. I mean, look, I mean,
it's honestly like it's sad.
I think we're using it as an excuse to show the ugliest sides of us when we want to do that anyway. Right? We're using this chicken sandwich as an excuse. This thing can't be that damn good, John.
Well,
we're making folks cut in line and kill each other.
You're right. You're inclined.
It's just a chicken sandwich. Ain't no special sauce on it or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're inclined to like. Yeah. Look at this story and laugh, but like, then you think about it, and
how crazy it is that there's literally a life
gone. The fact that a life was taken, over a line for a chicken sandwich.
I think that you nailed it. We are an aggressive society for a number of reasons.
And becoming more and more, even more aggressive.
And this story is a good example of that. There are many scenarios like this one. The chicken sandwich just really lights the match for these stories because we find that fascinating because everybody's fascinated with the chicken sandwich.
All of us want to scream in that line, no matter what the line is for, whether we're Kroger or whatever. We're all in the line and our pressure is boiling over.
Yeah, whatever.
We're all right.
I think to blame this on the sandwich is missing the forest for the trees.
Right. Yes.
This is not the sandwich. This has nothing to do with the sandwich, right? This has nothing to do with...
That's what I'm trying to get to.
You know, whoever is responsible for this obviously has, serious mental problems, obviously, and should be, penalized to the fullest extent of the law,
The story goes on that, Popeyes hasn't responded, that they said yes, they did the promotions, we're back Sunday. Praise the news of the sandwich's return, as the story says, but they haven't responded to the complaints from customers about the fights going on, about now a dead customer, about the quality of service. And again, I'm with John, you cannot blame Popeyes for the death, right? But, I mean, my gosh, at some point, I don't know what they do. They're supposed to go out and spend more on security because, or is it just on us?
You need to be patient when you go into Popeyes. I will say that because I love Popeyes.
That there's going to be a line.
You got to chill.
That's what I'm saying. We got to police ourselves in this instance. And just woo-saw, whatever the heck you got to do. Have some common sense.
That's right.
That you're going to be in the line for a long time, and maybe some crazy is going to come cut you off. And maybe, to get away from the crazy, maybe you have to go to another store.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? To go get that sandwich. But just use some common sense, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
and
not common sense.
Not allow this to get us to a place where we lose ourselves.
But what you do have to say is that the thing about common sense is that it ain't all that common, right? Yes. Everybody don't have that, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like fewer and fewer of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you this, Jason. I've been on this earth for 28 years, and I've never had the urge to stab someone or murder someone.
That's good.
I mean, good. Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that inside these walls, we good.
You don't have that rage.
I do not have that rage.
He's balled those fists.
Oh, I mean,
you've gotten pretty pissed off. I've seen it.
Oh, believe me, I've never had the.
Remember that boy? That girl was cheating on you. And that boy kept coming to that door. Remember that story you told?
That girl was not. Well, wait. What?
That fat kid kept knocking on that door, and you told him to go away.
The details in this story have changed over the years.
That's how I remember it.
First of all, you're talking about Cookie. She was not cheating on me. All right.
Well, who was the kid that kept coming up and said he belonged in there, not you?
He wanted to be in there. He wanted to be inside that house, but I told him, I said, if you come back to this door one more time, I'm gonna beat your ass. And he came back, and I beat his ass. And then his fat friend came over. That's what it was. His fat friend came over.
That's where I got mixed up.
Because he saw what was happening. He saw that Patty Pump was putting that ass whooping like Austin 316 on an old boy. And then that's when he got involved, and he got on top of me and put me in a headlock. I couldn't breathe, So, and then I don't remember what happened after that.
See, but you embarrassed yourself.
No, I did not.
In front of Cookie.
No, I, dude.
Yes,
I,
you did.
I, dude, one-on-one, dude, I beat that kid's ass. 100%, like, I never felt better in my life. And I'm not a fighter. Like, that's the thing. I'm not a fighter. But don't push me, That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Okay.
That was an old me. That was an old John, I was 14 at the time.
Don't push John Martin.
But I think the overarching lesson here is, seriously, be considerate, be kind. Like, just try to do that. Try to express that as opposed to, we all have our things going on. We all have our reasons to be angry. We all have our personal sort of agendas or whatever. We have our reasons to be mad at the world. But, my God, don't ever let it get to a point where you want to stab somebody over a chicken sandwich.
I've been a little ticked off ever since I quit smoking back in October, as you know, John.
Yeah.
And, I have a tendency to get a little bit more irritated with you and others because I'm not.
Right.
And I want to apologize for that.
Thank you, man. This is such a good segment. This is such a good segment.
I want to apologize for how irritable I've been.
Because
a little piece of that, right, is in this story.
Right.
Right, allowing yourself to get there.
That's right.
And not focusing, John, on the good and what we're all so, so grateful for, which is just to be here looking at your pretty face
that,
right now.
That,
right?
There you
just
go.
Just this opportunity. That's right. There's
perspective.
The real opportunity.
We could all use that, right? We could all use some perspective.
Let's love on each other a little bit more,
yes,
rather than showing folks how much of a rage we can get into, right?
Let the chickens be the only thing that dies for the chicken sandwich.
Well said.
I think we can all agree.
Well said.
We're gonna be joined.
It would have been better if you hadn't laughed.
We're gonna be joined by Anthony Sain at 1:25. We may this may come up. Who knows? Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See Staples.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.